And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but not such a great day elsewhere. Moscow is in the midst of a devastating terror attack. They are reporting at least 40 people killed, with many more expected to either have already been killed and then the bodies found. Over 100 wounded, three armed men. Some sources say there were five armed men. Open fire inside a Crocus City Hall concert hall, which is near Moscow. This according to Russian state media agencies TASS and RIA Novosti, also reported by The Guardian, the British newspaper. They're believed to be dead and wounded. Russian state media reported without specifying any numbers. Well, the numbers are up now. The Russian news agency, which is just called 112, estimates the death toll is at 40 with 100 injured, a figure that is expected to rise. One eyewitness says the attackers were bearded. A shooting and fire were reported Friday night at a large concert hall near Moscow. Russian news agencies reported there were at least three people. They were bearded. They were wearing camouflage. They opened fire at the Crocus City Hall. The number of injuries is unclear, but video footage published on Russian social media channels showed chaotic scenes with large crowds of concert goers attempting to flee. Firefighters have evacuated about 100 people from the basement of the building, and efforts are underway to rescue people from the roof who have gathered up there. It is a devastating story. It's the worst attack in Russia in 20 years, and they are assuming it is associated perhaps even with ISIS, with the Islamic State. This according to eyewitnesses reported in The Guardian. The terrorists were armed with AKM assault rifles. Some carry unloads with various ammunition. At least two of the attackers are carrying backpacks, possibly with Molotov cocktails. Russian authorities had recently carried out a series of raids against armed Islamist militants in the region of Ingushetia, leading to pitched firefights between police and the fighters. Earlier this month, Western countries, led by the United States, had issued a number of warnings for their citizens not to join public gatherings in Russia. On March 8th, so just 2 weeks ago, the embassy wrote, the American embassy, that it was monitoring reports that extremists have imminent plans to target large gatherings in Moscow to include concerts. Isn't that uncanny? U.S. citizens were advised to avoid large gatherings over the next 48 hours. The warnings came shortly after Russia said it had foiled a planned shooting by an Afghan group linked to the Islamic State. It was unclear if this was the attack referred to in the warning. Meanwhile, without any warning at all, the whole world hit by the news that Princess Kate, the Princess of Wales, former Duchess of Cambridge, 42 years old, released a video which is it's unbearably touching. She has cancer. She is undergoing chemo treatment, preventive treatment, she says, to deal with her cancer. The video that shows her sitting on a bench and looking straight to the camera, there are flowers in the background. It was taken at Windsor Palace. But here is what she announced to the world, clip 11.
In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London. And at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment. This, of course, came as a huge shock, and William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. As you can imagine, this has taken time. It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte, and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay.
Okay, obviously a great deal of goodwill toward her and toward the royal family generally from people not just in the United Kingdom, but around the world. With all of this going on, Marjorie Taylor Greene has moved to vacate, filed a motion today to get rid of Speaker Mike Johnson, who just achieved his biggest triumph so far, and God bless him for this, trying to avoid the government shutdown that it would be scheduled at midnight tonight, which would have included the Department of Defense, Department of Homeland Security, Department of Health, Education, and Health and Human Services, and more. It's Marjorie Taylor Greene actually spoke about her motion to vacate. And speaking about vacating, there's a seat being vacated in Congress, and unfortunately, it's a seat from one of the leading, best, most capable, most positive Republican members, Mike Gallagher. He'd already announced he wasn't running for re-election, but now he's resigning from Congress. He's resigning effective in April 19th, which would leave the Republican majority, but just by a thread, but would be 217 to 213, which means that the Republicans could only afford to lose one vote if the Democrats stuck together to maintain their majority control of Congress. Also, the meeting with Secretary Antony Blinken and with Israeli officials, including Prime Minister Netanyahu, that appears not to have gone as well as some had hoped. The UN Security Council rejected a U.S. resolution. It rejected it on an 11-3-1 vote. That was with both Russia and China, both of which have veto powers on the Security Council, voting no. And why did they vote no on this resolution? Because they felt it didn't go far enough in condemning Israel. So no resolution in the UN for a ceasefire and no apparent progress in that direction. We're going to be talking a little bit about the economy in the United States and about the reason that so many people believe when all the numbers look to be pretty good, though the market, not so much, market having a tougher day today. But with all of that going on, we'll be speaking to economist and economics writer Jerry Boyer about the economy getting better, and to Ruben Navarrete about both candidates, both Biden and Trump, playing up ethnic tribal identity in the hope of getting votes from Latinos and Jews. We'll get to all of that coming up on The Medved Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
I think you are the greatest debater on radio today.
The Michael Medved Show.
I'm sure there will be here on the Michael Medved Show more information later during this show about the decision by Representative Mike Gallagher from the 3rd District of Wisconsin to resign from his seat. He had already announced his decision not to run for re-election. That in itself is a shame. He is the chair of a House subcommittee on China, and particularly focusing on the Chinese Communist Party and the dangers that that party represents to the United States. And his statement, which is relatively brief, simply says that after conversation with my family, I have made the decision to resign my position as a member of the House of Representatives for Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District, effective April 19th, 2024. So he has a month more in Congress. I've worked closely with House Republican leadership on this timeline and look forward to seeing Speaker Johnson, as long as he remains Speaker, appoint a new chair to carry out the important mission of the Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party. My office will continue to operate and provide constituent services to the 8th District for the remainder of this term. Four terms serving Northeast Wisconsin in Congress has been the honor of a lifetime and strengthened my conviction that America is the greatest country in the history of the world. He's right about that. I will forever be proud of the work I did on the Armed Services and Intelligence Committees, chairing the Cyberspace Solarium Commission and chairing the Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party. It has truly been an honor to serve in the House of Representatives. If it's such an honor, why are you running away from it all these months early? It does give the Republicans a chance to field a viable candidate in what should be a safe Republican district. It's certainly one that Mike Gallagher won by major margins. But this is something Ken Buck, who is another good guy and another one of the brightest and I think most principled conservatives in the House of Representatives, he's also leaving. And he's also not even serving out the end of his term. What's so shocking about this right now is we have a process where you're seeing in the presidential campaigns and you're seeing elsewhere that people raise a tremendous amount of money even to win a congressional seat, let alone the presidency. And Mike Gallagher was widely assumed to be a potential winning candidate in the Senate race they have coming up with Tammy Baldwin, who is the very liberal senator from Wisconsin. She, by the way, in that polling yesterday there were tons of polls that all came out that showed how well Republican Senate candidates were doing. And there's a Senate candidate named Jim Hovde, who's a self-funded businessman and Republican, conservative. And he's right now tied, a statistical tie, with Tammy Baldwin. So that's another possible seat the Republicans could gain in the Senate. But meanwhile, how are they going to hold the House when they have a margin right now? It's down to when Gallagher leaves and Ken Buck leaves, it will be down to 217 to 213, which means that if two Republicans don't show up or they vote the other way, then you're at a tie. You're 215-215. This is a very, very difficult thing. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, of course, makes it all the worse. She filed a motion to vacate. That's to get rid of the Speaker of the House, who has been barely holding this Republican caucus together, and he deserves credit for that. But here was a gentle lady from Georgia speaking about her attempt to get rid of the speaker.
This bill was basically a dream and a wish list for Democrats and for the White House. It was completely led by Chuck Schumer, not our Republican Speaker of the House, not our conference, and we weren't even allowed to put amendments to the floor to have a chance to make changes to the bill. I filed the motion to vacate today, but it's more of a warning and a pink slip. I respect our conference. I paid all my dues to my conference. I'm a member in good standing, and I do not wish to inflict pain on our conference and to throw the house in chaos. But this is basically a warning, and it's time for us to go through the process, take our time, and find a new Speaker of the House that will stand with Republicans and our Republican majority instead of standing with the Democrats.
Okay. Again, it's not standing with the Democrats. It is standing with a Republican majority to try to avoid a completely pointless and politically disastrous government shutdown. Then Manu Raju of CNN asked MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, if she is really going to carry out this motion to vacate, which would have to force a whole new vote within 2 days on a new speaker, or is this just meant to scare people and get her some attention and clicks on the internet? Listen.
If it's a warning, does that mean that you're not going to go through and force this vote?
No, I will. I'm just
There's nothing that can convince you to back off.
There's not a time limit on this. It doesn't have to be forced and throw the house into chaos. I don't want to put any of our members in a difficult place like we were for 3.5 weeks. We're going to continue our committee work. We're going to continue our investigations. There's a lot of good investigations going that have to be able to proceed, and the American people deserve that. But I'm not saying that it won't happen in 2 weeks or it won't happen in a month or who knows when, but I am saying the clock has started. It's time for our conference to choose a new speaker.
Okay, here's a comment from Mike Lawler, who is a Republican from New York State, about what she's doing.
You know, Marjorie supported Kevin McCarthy, so she understands how chaotic and destructive it is to vacate the chair. You know, when Matt Gaetz and 7 other Republicans teamed up with 208 Democrats to remove Speaker McCarthy, they created chaos and really were destructive to the Congress, to the institution.
Okay, and this is, he went on to say, I think it's idiotic, frankly. Doing stunts like this actually undermines our ability to win elections. Yes! And partially undermines the ability to win elections because you're not running the government effectively. What's next with all of that? We will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show. And on the Michael MedVet Show, I get too many emails. I do. And generally, I spend a great deal of time basically just trying to erase them. And yes, I look at most of them at least a little bit, unless it's somebody that I don't know and I don't know what it is. But I got an email right before the show. And the topic line, the subject line, got my attention. Subject line said, Democrats threatened to take the home I grew up in. And who's the email from? It's from Donald Trump Jr. And I wanted to share the message with you because it's very much related to items in the news. It says, fellow conservative, after denying my father the right to a trial by jury, the radical New York Attorney General Tish James is threatening to have the government seize the home I grew up in, Trump Tower. That's why I'm so glad to see that Representative Elise Stefanik of New York is leading the fight to disbar Tish James and rip her law license to pieces. But while this may be personal for me, this grave injustice should send shivers down the spine of every American. If the ruling party can get away with seizing the home of its leading opponent, then nothing is stopping these tyrants from shredding the rights of citizens like you. Most citizens would probably not be involved in the very complicated economic proceedings and legal proceedings that were created because of knowingly, it would appear, overestimating the value of his assets. Unless this travesty of justice is brought to a crashing halt, our free republic cannot and will not survive. In other words, if Trump doesn't win his dispute with the state of New York about his business practices, that's the end of the republic. And then it says, please make a contribution to help Elise win the fight to disbar the corrupt attorney general. How are they going to get her disbarred? It seems to me extremely unlikely. Who is trying to destroy my father and to ruin our family financially? Except we just heard from Trump that they are not in danger of being ruined, because he has so much cash money on hand. He says today he has $500 million in cash. So if he wants to use that money to pay off his debts that he is now legally obligated to pay, he could do that. Not only is Trump Tower the place I call home from my childhood, Trump Tower is also where my father famously rode down the golden escalator to announce his bold plan to run for president as a political outsider and give a voice to the forgotten men and women of our country. It's the birthplace of our America First movement, a symbol of the American people and their noble quest to make our country great again. Wait, the Trump Tower is a symbol of the American people's noble quest to make our country great again, and that's why the Democrats want to take it by force. Communism has finally reached our shores. But just because communism has arrived doesn't mean it's here for good. My father and his allies will never surrender our country to the left-wing tyrants who seek to destroy it, and I know you want either. Right now, Elise needs your help funding her effort to hold corrupt left-wing politicians like Letitia James accountable for weaponizing our legal system. So please make a contribution to help Elise win the fight to disbar the corrupt attorney general who is trying to destroy my father and our family financially. Thank you, Donald Trump Jr. I was expecting there would be some pictures here along with this email showing Trump Tower, which, by the way, the Washington Post is just reporting, and again, shortly before we went on the air, headline, Trump claims he has $500 million in cash, undercutting his lawyers. Former President Donald Trump said he has almost $500 million in cash days after his lawyers stated that it would be nearly impossible to post the judgment of nearly $500 million in his New York civil fraud case. But then there's the possibility, there's this headline also from the Washington Post, also today, just hours ago, Trump media merger wins investor approval, netting Trump potential windfall. Former president will own about 60% of Truth Social, which at its current share price would be worth about $3.3 billion. A lockup agreement will prevent him from selling the shares for 6 months. But I would assume that even if he is delayed by 6 months, he could get some kind of bond that a bank would authorize, knowing that he has that $3.3 billion that can be transacted. Shareholders voted today to take former President Donald Trump's media company public, a long-delayed move that will open the owner of Truth Social to stock market investors and grant Trump a stake worth billions of dollars he could use to pay down his legal debts. The vote Friday by investors in Digital World Acquisition authorized the Special Purpose Acquisition Company, or SPAC, to merge with Trump Media and Technology Group as part of a process that will avoid a more traditional public offering. Trump will own about 60% of the company, which at Digital World's current share price would be worth about $3.3 billion. He and other investors could earn tens of millions more shares through an earn-out provision tied to the stock's performance. Okay, what all of this kind of does, it's not a question of just undercutting Trump's lawyers. It's undercutting appeals like this heartbreaking appeal from Donald Trump Jr. about his cherished boyhood home, Trump Tower, being taken away. None of that should happen unless the president wants it to. And it's one of those things where right now, does it help him? There are a lot of people who think it does, that the pose of martyrdom, the idea that there are all these legal cases and bills that are due to somebody who was notorious in New York business circles for not paying his bills. But in any event, with all of this going on, there's a very on the point and emotional reaction by Frank Luntz, the king of focus groups, who says that actually on CNN that seizing any Trump properties, whether it's any of the golf courses or Trump Tower or anything, would backfire. Why would it backfire? Because it would help assure his election, winning the election. We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Oh, Michael, you drive me nuts.
Michael Medved. More of Michael Medved in a moment.
And the news about this merger that would allow President Trump to cash in, though it would take 6 months of what's sometimes called a collar before he could sell the stock that would be worth $3.3 billion. Truth Social would now be called, after the merger, Trump Media, and it could begin trading on the NASDAQ stock exchange as soon as Monday under the ticker symbol of Trump's initials, DJT. That symbol was also used for Trump's only other public company, Trump Hotels and Casino Resorts, which collapsed into a penny stock in less than a decade and filed for bankruptcy in 2004. Truth Social has become, and this is as reported in the Washington Post, Truth Social has become Trump's main online megaphone and a gathering place for Trump supporters. Though it launched as an alternative to Twitter, the platform retains only a small fraction of Twitter's online audience. Trump's, when he was last on Twitter back in 2021, he had 88 million followers. He has 6.7 million with Truth Social. Trump said in a Truth Social post yesterday, just before the vote, Truth Social is my voice and the real voice of America. MAGA 2024, and then three exclamation points. Two former contestants from his reality show, The Apprentice, proposed the idea of a free speech media and internet business to Trump after he was kicked from Twitter and other social networks following the U.S. Capitol riots on January 6, 2021. All of this going on, and the idea of with these maneuvers and with his insistence today that he has $500 million cash on hand, it does look like it's a negative fantasy that somehow his presidential campaign is going to be jettisoned because of the bills that he owes to pay off to E. Jean Carroll and to the state of New York. GOP pollster Frank Luntz, he's a personal friend. He's been a guest on the show many times. He was on CNN, and he explained that any effort to seize Trump's properties is going to backfire, partially because it's going to create more and more and more emails and solicitations of money, getting you to try to feel sorry for President Trump, who is, as he claims, a billionaire. This is Frank Luntz on CNN.
I want you to remember this moment, and don't forget it. If the New York Attorney General starts to take his homes away, starts to seize his assets, it's all going to be on camera. Pundits are going to sit there and scream about this. This man cannot be elected. You're going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024, and you're going to elect Donald Trump. If they take his stuff, he's going to say that this is proof that the federal government and the establishment and the swamp in Washington and all the politicians across the country and the attorneys generals and all of this, that this is a conspiracy to deny him the presidency. He's going to go up in the polls just like he went up every single time they indicted him. The indictment, let's not talk about whether it's justified or not, but it will prove the things that he's saying on the campaign trail. And he will go up, and it may just elect him president. Do not forget that. And I say this to the Attorney General right now. If you play politics on this, this is what the Secretaries of State did in Colorado and what they did in, I believe, is Maine. His numbers went up in both states. I don't understand. I'm almost speechless in how pathetic the opposition to Trump has been and how completely misguided. And this is a perfect example of it.
Okay, I do think, look, let's put it this way. Letitia James is not somebody who is signed in to a massive conspiracy to stop Trump. She's trying to advance her own political self-interest. She's an elected officer of New York, and she assumes that with most of the voters in New York being anti-Trump and being Democrats, this is not a state where Trump is going to be campaigning at all or run any ads, because New York is about as blue a state as you can get. I mean, it's right up there with Massachusetts and California. But she is trying. I mean, do I believe that her motivation is political? I think it primarily is, because she is an elected official of the state of New York, and with a weak governor who took over the governorship, remember, when Andrew Cuomo was forced to resign, and Governor Hochul not probably being there despite the fact that she was won election in the last go round. But in any event, Letitia James is known to have, as most politicians do, a desire for higher office. But the idea that this is a conspiracy, given the fact that it's all going on in courtrooms with public pleadings and arguments, and people can follow it just as closely as they want to. This is a question about, was Trump telling the truth about his wealth? Was he telling the truth today, or was he telling the truth yesterday when it looked like he didn't have the money to pay the fines he has been assessed? Here's a audio collage of some of Trump's estimates of his own resources. Listen.
Here's the good news. I'm very rich. I don't need anybody's money. It's nice. I'm really rich.
I'm the most successful person ever to run.
Fortunately, I'm very rich. So I have a total net worth, and now with the increase, it'll be well over $10 billion. I'm not doing that to brag, because you know what? I don't have to brag. I don't have to, believe it or not.
Believe it or not, he doesn't need to brag. Meanwhile, Fox News reported that Trump says again he's close to having the funds to pay. This is clip 12 from Fox.
Trump now says on Truth Social he's close to raising the funds needed for the $454 million bond from his New York civil case. Trump writing on Truth Social, quote, through hard work, talent, and luck, I currently have almost $500 million in cash, a substantial amount of which I intend to use in my campaign for president. So the question is, if he's got the money, is he going to use it for the campaign or to give it to Letitia James?
I guess I'm not that surprised, because I got the sense from the former, he did not want them touching his properties. I mean, from a political standpoint, it would be great for the president. People seeing them take his property, I think, would send chills down. Average day Americans, most reasonable independent vote, especially the Republican Party, would kind of unite the Republican Party. But I think there is so much of his family name when it comes to these businesses that he didn't want him being touched.
I don't blame him.
Okay, he didn't want it to be touched. So what is going to be the next step? And my assumption is the next step is going to be something involving the monetizing of Truth Social. A former president will own about 60% of Truth Social, which at its current share price would be worth about $3.3 billion. So if it's $3.3 billion, you can give up one-sixth of that and pay the bills. A lockup agreement will prevent him from selling the shares for 6 months, which means that that takes us right up to the very edge of the election, doesn't it? We will bring you the latest news from Moscow, where they're beginning to find out more about this terror attack. The latest for the last-minute final drive through the Senate and getting a signature by President Biden to avoid a government shutdown, and a couple of movies, one a sequel to a favorite, we'll review in this greatest nation on God's green earth.